Jack Holmes pre-game interview.
All right, we've had some success. We've found our way up on the Murray River at Baruga, where we've tapped into former Hawk and Cat Tim Hargraves, who on Easter Monday has been good enough to join us for Harmac Holmes as part of our I Played For Both series. Tim, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Mark Neild at the MCG, welcome to you. How do we find life for an ex-Cat and Hawk on Easter Monday, and do we get excited watching our two former clubs go head-to-head?
Yeah, mate. Beautiful day up here on the Murray. Just about to go and go for a swim, and hopefully tune in and see the Hawks and Cats play this afternoon.
All right. Which way do you lean? You played more footy at the Hawks, I think 42 in the brown and gold, as opposed to 20 with the Cats. Do you swing? Which way do you swing with that?
I've been a Hawthorn supporter all my life, so I'll have to go with the Hawks. But I've still got a strong connection with Geelong, obviously playing at both clubs, so I'm a no-brainer on both days. I can't lose, really, can I?
No, you can't, Tim. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tell us about the day you won the silo kicking comp day. You obviously didn't lose that day either. Was there a big prize on offer for that?
There was a $750 cash prize. I think Brendan Judge was the coach. And the guy that had won it about 7 years in a row, he kicked over it, but there's a little pylon at the top, and mine actually flew over and he's hit it. So I won 750 cash and didn't go home with 1 cent.
Oh, you put it all back over the bar, did you?
Yeah. Dad, my dad's relatives all live in Maroola, so they actually owned the pub that at the time.
Oh, the goodness me. So, yeah. That would have been a pretty big old night, I would have thought. I was having a look at your stats for the Cats. 20 games, and you kicked 12 goals in the 20 games for the Cats, but you kicked 5 of them in one game. You must have just strutted off the MCG. Was it at the MCG against the Demons, or was it down at Cadinia Park? You must have strutted off with the chest puffed out that day after you booted 5.
Yeah, that was against Melbourne and in a half, actually. But, my goal tally wasn't the best at Geelong, hence why I think they got rid of me at the end of the year in 98. So
what happened? Did they tag you after half-time, did they? How come you only kicked 5 and a half?
I only played the second half, so...
You're the super lucky sub.
Lucky enough to get onto a few, so... Yeah, a bit lucky that day.
Very good. It must have been, too, the trade between you and Aaron Lord, the best-looking trades in the AFL. Two good lookers went one way.
Yeah, Lordy went to the Hawks, and I went to the Cats. But I was talking to Tom Kingy off air, and I think they got the better of the deal. So I think that would have been that. And then Geelong got him back. So yeah, he was a sensational player, Lordy.
Yeah, absolutely, Hargy. You played in the famous semi-final against Adelaide. Cat fans are trying to forget it nearly 25 years on, but where were you standing when Lee Colbert took that mark that was never paid?
I think I was probably on the bench at the time, to be honest. I think I played the first quarter and Jason Snell come on and did quite well, but I think that'll go down as one of the all-time unluckiest calls from an umpire. We don't like to dwell on things, but he had every bit of it, didn't he? And unfortunately, didn't get paid. So I think Buddha Hocking kicked a goal that wasn't allowed, and we lost the game. But if those two things had gone our way, we might have kept marching on.
You post footy career, I think Gary Ayres was the coach that let you go. Do you have memories of being told your services are no longer required?
Yeah. Ayres was pretty honest with me, and which was fine, I think. We just got back from the footy trip and I rang Easy and said, mate, look, I wouldn't mind coming in a bit earlier. And then he said, look, I think you better come in and have a meeting with us on the Monday. So I knew I was sort of gone then. And look, he was honest with me, Easy. So he was actually my first tackling partner as a 17-year-old, believe it or not. So, but he was fine. It was fine. Look, it is what it is. They had to make the call. And as a young kid, you just get on with life, I suppose. So, no hard feelings. I chat with Eddie every now and again, so I was quite happy. It was good that he was honest, so that's all you can ask, I suppose.
When we spoke during the week, Hargy, we spoke about who you stay in touch with, and you brought back a name that Cat fans might not have remembered, and Brett Spinks. Do you still keep in touch with him?
Yeah, big Spinksy. I just got a message off him the other night. He moved to Sydney and then he's back in Perth now. So, yeah, I was in Brett's wedding party, so we've been close mates ever since he came to Geelong. So, I think he's working up in back in Perth.
He would have been one of the larger men you played with, Tim. He was an enormous unit.
He was a massive unit, Brett. Yeah, he had the biggest biceps in the AFL, I think, at the time. I think at Geelong, he bench pressed 140 kilos or something, and he had a sore chest that day too. He'd torn something, had a sore shoulder, but when we did that testing, but yeah, he was a big, strong man. There's no doubt. Unfortunately, he got hit by a couple of injuries with his hip injury, so he had to, it held him back at Geelong, I think, which is a bit unfortunate for him.
What about modern footy? I think you've been involved in or remained involved in footy post your AFL career, but do you like modern footy the way it's played, or do you sort of, is it a bit sort of, you can take it or leave it?
Look, to be honest, I haven't watched a lot of footy since all these rule changes have come in, but since I just got back into coaching, I thought I might as well at least start watching a bit of footy. I still love footy, obviously love footy as a kid, but I don't know if the rule changes are helping, but they're trying to quicken the game up and change it. It's definitely changed since the good old days when it was, you know, a bit of biff and you could have a bit of rough and tumble. But unfortunately now with health and safety and all that, which is fine, it doesn't happen. But, yeah, still love the footy. But, I'll take it at the moment, mate. I'll definitely take it.
Hargie, you went and played in the ovens of Murray with Yarrawonga. You won a league medal up there. Did you cross paths with Fev at all? He went up and played in that neck of the woods.
Yeah, Fev played at Yarrawonga when I was there, so I was lucky enough to play with Fev for a couple of years. They won the premiership. I think he won a couple of flags here, and I come back and played with Fev for a year. So he was amazing for the town. Fev, he was really good, cracking fella. Time of the day for anyone. So it changed his life when he came to Yarrawonga. So, and now he's kicking goals back down in Melbourne. So.
Absolutely. And Baruga's your club now. You're coaching in the Murray League, and unfortunately not a great start to the year on Good Friday against the old rival Cobram.
Yeah, had better starts to footy on a Good Friday, but all credit to Cobram. They were really, really good and probably taught us a lesson of how we need to play footy, mate. So I think Johnny Brunskill's got all the young kids up and about, which is good, and they had the bragging rights, which they surely let us know about after the game, which is a bit of fun. But yeah, we just got to get back on track this week. We play Tongala and they just beat the reigning premiers by 78 points, so we've got a task ahead of us.
Yeah, baptism of fire. Hey Hargie, good to catch up again and talk footy. Great to hear some of your reminiscences of your time at the Cats and what you're doing now, and I'm sure Cat fans and Hawk fans listening will be rapt to know that you're doing well up on the Murray, and I reckon people will be pretty keen to get up there and see what you're up to. Great to talk and really appreciate you giving you some time on Easter Monday.
Cheers guys, have a good call.
Thanks. Tim Hargrave joining us there for Harmac Holmes as part of our I Played for Both series.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.